This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. No one at the Secretary of State's office will face criminal charges for posting passwords to Colorado's voting equipment. The passwords were found in the hidden tabs of an online spreadsheet on the department's website. It's a felony to knowingly publish or cause publication of election equipment passwords in Colorado, but investigators from the Denver's DA office found that the posting happened in error. That's because the person who created the spreadsheet never thought it would be put online, and the employees who posted it were unaware of the hidden tabs. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman says Denver Mayor Mike Johnston is not offering enough immigration support. CPR's Kiara Damari reports Kaufman called the first-term mayor, quote, gutless.
Kaufman said Johnston had moved immigrants into Aurora while not helping them deal with the Venezuelan gang, Tren de Agua, and refusing to give the neighboring city basic information.
Stop talking to him about it. It was a point in time that he just decided he was going to do it without telling me. Again, he had the legal right to do it, but I thought it was gutless politically not to let us know. And I think it not only hurt us, it hurt the very people that were moved over here.
I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
The town of Vail says they did not violate an artist's constitutional rights when they canceled a residency program this summer. Danielle Seawalker had sued the town after they pulled an offer based on a social media post she made about Gaza. In response to the suit, the town says the offer was never formalized and officials denied any wrongdoing. This is CPR News and KRCC.